This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today with a new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. There will be 10,000 acres of farmland planted with automation and robotics this year. As a young farmer tackles that challenge, and I remember his dad's contribution. Coming up after this.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
An Indiana farmer plans to make a giant stride in robotics and automation this year. Indiana farmer Kyler Laird planted 535 acres of corn with a driverless automated tractor last year, and he intends to go big in 2019, planting maybe 10,000 acres of soybeans with nobody behind the wheel. Kyler Laird grew up in a town in northwestern Indiana, Rensselaer, Indiana. And as it turns out, I knew his father, his late father, Wally. Wally Laird was a local farm broadcaster. Well, that was his sideline. He was on the air 6 mornings a week on WRIN radio, where my broadcasts were heard also. But Kyler's dad, Wally, was also a farmer and educator. And he made sure that Kyler also had the opportunity to learn. When they would drive to Lafayette, Indiana, to the big city, Kyler would hang out at the Radio Shack store until his mom and dad were ready to go home, and he was so into computers. On Christmas Day of 1980, Kyler unwrapped a Trash 80, we called him back in the day, TRS-80 color computer. Why, that was a rarity for a fifth grader. I had one, and I think I was, 27 years old. It was $399. Kyler remembers it, and I do too. And Wally took note of Kyler's sharpening computer skills and quickly followed that TRS-80 with an IBM PC. It cost more than $5,000 back in the day. Well, Kyler continued to follow that path, and he's continued to work on some dream that he had actually when he was in junior high. He remembers disking out in the farm field and thinking somehow, some way, that could be automated with nobody sitting in the seat of the tractor. And he's going to try it on 10,000 acres this next year. I'll be back after this.